I'm not good with heights. I get sick.
Dogs. I was bitten when I was a kid. Anytime I see one, I cross the street. Birds.
Birds?
I'm afraid they're gonna fly in my face or something.
Weird. The attic. I can't go up there alone. No way. Slasher movies!
That doesn't count.
Cheap. What can I say? I'm not afraid of anything.
Yeah. We'll see.
So what are you afraid of, tough guy? That box?
It's no secret. I'm afraid of the dark.
Yes! He admits it!
We've all got something that scares us, even though it shouldn't. You know there's nothing in the attic that can get you. You know a bird can't hurt you. But there's still some dark place inside that makes your hands sweat and your mouth go dry. My story's about fear. The kind that's different for everyone. The kind that you have to face up to. Or it'll eat you alive. Submitted for the approval of the Midnight Society. I call this story The Tale of the Dangerous Soup.
Hello? Hey, I can't get out of here.
Sit down, please.
Yeah, okay. I'll bite. Great. Now what?
It knows what scares you.
Hey, come on.
It knows what scares you.
Welcome to the Wild Boar. Your table's ready.
It's fabulous. He's outdone himself.
This is the best soup I've ever had.
Bon appetit. Hi. We have specials tonight.
Don't bother. We came for the soup.
Oh. What a surprise. Two soups, table six.
Okay. Tanya, $100 for a bowl of soup. If I had that kind of cash, I would not be spending it on a bowl of soup.
I say it's worth it.
I'm sorry, but no soup is worth it.
Sorry, Jersey.
You want to watch with that stuff?
Relax, okay.
I'm not picking those up. I don't touch knives, okay?
Okay,
I'm sorry.
Jersey, what are you doing?
I just want another taste.
You'll get fired for that. Come on.
Could we order a second serving now?
Sorry, one per customer.
Your admiration of my humble fare is most appreciated.
I'm looking for the wild boar.
You found it. You hear about the job?
Yeah.
Great. I'm Nani Walker, hostess and part-time bookkeeper.
Reed. Reed Hanson.
So, did you ever work in a restaurant before?
I've had a lot of jobs. So what's this place like?
It's okay. Dr. Vink is kind of...
Dr. Fink?
Vink with a V. He's the boss. He does everything. The menu, the...
So what is he? Is he a doctor or is he a cook?
To those sage enough to know, I am a chef. A cook feeds the stomach. A chef nourishes the soul.
So what am I supposed to be, impressed or something?
Interesting. You may do. Come.
Looks like a nutmeg to me.
A chef is an artist. The kitchen is his studio. And these vegetables, fruits, spices, these are his medium. Combined by the seasoned hand of an epicure, the result is a feast for the senses. Taste.
What is it?
Specialty of the house, le potage dangereux.
The dangerous soup. Taste.
Pretty good.
My friend, the flavor dances over the palate in a symphony of sensation. That's far from pretty good.
And he charges $100 a bowl.
Get out of here.
A small price to pay for the sublime.
Wait, let me have it. Let me have another taste.
One taste to educate the palate. Try to sneak another, and I guarantee you'll regret it.
You don't scare me.
Perfect. You'll do nicely. And I am not a nutbag.
Reed needed this job pretty bad. He didn't have any family, so he was pretty much on his own. He mostly kept to himself and never let anyone help him do anything.
It's okay.
Ever. It was an okay place to work, except every once in a while, somebody would just quit.
Except for him.
No reason. They'd suddenly take off and never look back. Strange. But Dr. Vink's restaurant was the most popular in town. People came from all over just to sample the dangerous soup.
I'm out of here. See you tomorrow. Later. Man, this is good.
What are you doing? Did you taste my soup?
No, he didn't. He was just cleaning the stove.
Dr. Vink! No way! I don't do dishes, I wait tables.
So you've told me. Alas, my dear, your job description has just been changed.
Ronnie. Thank you.
Forget it.
Wait. I mean, for everything. You've been really cool to me since I got here. And, I've been kind of a slug.
Yeah, I noticed.
My dear, you have proven to be far too loud for the tastes of my guests.
Loud? Loud? I'll show you loud!
What's going on?
No, wait, please. I finally got the guts to say this to you, so... I have always had to do things on my own. I'm not used to people being very nice to me. And, I'm sorry.
Please, please, my dear, you misunderstand. By transferring you to the kitchen, I was planning on making you my protege.
You're kidding.
Indeed not. The secret ingredient of my soup is known to only a select few. And you, my dear, have been chosen to join the ranks of the enlightened. If you're interested.
Really? There's nothing in that freezer.
I assure you, my secret lies within, and it's yours to experience.
What's going on?
Sit down, please.
What is this?
You want my secret? Sit down, please.
Man, you are the strangest. Get out of here.
Jersey! What is going on?
You better start talking, pal.
You intrigue me, lad. You're not like the others. I believe it's time to share the secret of my soup. Perhaps it will help to explain what you've just witnessed. During my travels, I once happened upon a tribe of savage warriors who never raised the sword in anger, for they had a weapon far more powerful, a statue, a talisman, enchanted with an incredible power. This magic statue actually had the power to feed on fear.
What?
Oh, yes. It could reach into your mind and actually create your deepest fear. It was only an illusion. But the more you believed in it, the more real it would become.
What's this got to do with your soup?
This talisman not only summoned fear from its enemies, it drew it from them like a precious elixir. The tribe would drink the fear of its enemies to gain their strength. A single drop is enough to make the pulse quicken and the blood flow. When you taste my soup, you're tasting fear. And that's a taste you won't soon forget.
That's why everyone quits. You've been scaring them to get the ingredient.
Wait a minute. You don't believe all this, do you?
You're quite the tough one, aren't you?
I told you before, you don't scare me.
Then let's see what does. Shall we?
Let's get out of here, okay?
What's the problem, lad? No longer feeling brave?
Come on.
No. Someone's got to stand up to this guy.
Observe, my dear. This should be interesting. It knows what scares you.
Sorry, Vink. You're not going to get to me that easily.
That's what I'm counting on. The stronger the subject, the more powerful the elixir. What happened here? What lies deep inside? I'm seeing a scared little boy. An orphan.
I'm not buying this.
Raised by an uncle. He was a cruel man who treated you very harshly. What happened to him, lad? Yes. Remember now, don't you?
How did you do that?
Have a look. Resist.
To contain it, but now that it's out, it can feed at will.
You mean that thing can terrorize anybody?
Yes, that's what it does. I must stop it.
How?
I don't know. I just pray I'm not too late.
What should we do?
I don't know. We gotta call somebody. We gotta warn them.
And say what? There's a magic demon on the loose and it's gonna tear. Breed. I think it's back.
Maybe it never left. Come on.
It wants us, Breed. It wants to feed on us.
We can't let it. Clear your mind. Don't think about what scares you. Do you remember what Bing said? Relax, Nani. Don't think about what scares you, okay?
Yeah, but...
You're safe in there. There's nothing in there that can get you.
Reed, I gotta get out of here.
There's nothing in there to be afraid of.
No, you don't understand. I hate closed places. It's the room that scares me.
Fight it!
I can't!
your beard. Faced my fear. I broke the spell. I don't think Vic's gonna be making any more of his dangerous suit.
That's where you're wrong, my friend. It still knows what scares you. I plan on being in business a long, long time.
The end.
Great. Good story. That's weak. What if there's nothing you're afraid of? The room wouldn't work.
That's right. Nothing scares you, does it? Maybe you should be the first to, reach into the unknown.
What's in it?
What's the difference? You're not scared of anything anyway.
Yeah, that's right. Forget it.
So, what's in it? Exactly what Tucker's afraid of. Nothing.